Well, as the midterm results came in, so did the jokes. Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, Trevor Noah all hosted their shows live on Tuesday night. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now to talk about the midterms on late night TV. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So back in 2016, hosts like Stephen Colbert reacted to Trump's victory live, but this was very different. What was the atmosphere like on late night TV this time around?
Well, you know, what was interesting was I felt the live shows on 2016 were a little more interesting because it was such a shock. This time around, the full impact of all the races wasn't really known. And so they didn't really have anything to react to. What we did know, what they did know at that time, was stuff that their audience would like, that the Democrats were likely to take control of the House, for example. So what we were left with were the kinds of jokes that they probably would have told even if they had pre-taped the show. And so we've got a clip of Stephen Colbert telling a joke about Ted Cruz. And if you listen to that, you can get a sense of what I'm talking about.
Then again, why wouldn't Ted Cruz win in Texas? Because at the end of the day, real cowboys only love three things: barbecue, rodeo, and Canadians who went to Princeton and Harvard. So, once again, Ted Cruz defeats Beto O'Rourke. Although, by not being Ted Cruz, Beto still a winner.
So you could imagine a couple of words tweaked in that bit, and he could have told that joke even not knowing who had won that race. And so Colbert in particular announced a lot of results during his show. But I sort of felt like if you were interested in those results, you would have been watching cable television. And, you know, when I watched Jimmy Kimmel, for example, he was live. I felt like much of that show could have been taped in advance, and I never would have known.
There were a lot of parallels between the different shows. Some satirized newscasters' graphics. Others used alcohol as a prop. What stood out to you?
Well, okay, even though I dinged Jimmy Kimmel Live a little bit, he did what I thought was one of the coolest things, where he got Sacha Baron Cohen to pretend to be one of his legendary characters, Borat, and go around and talk to people and try to draw out some of their most ridiculous ideas about politics. And in fact, we've got a clip of that. Let's check it out.
Here, these nasty fake news people say that Donald Trump is bad to immigrant children. We hear that he keep the Mexican children in cages. It's true.
Yeah. High five.
So many came over here. They had to be somewhere.
Have to cage them.
So he got some average person, just went up to her house and engaged her in conversation and got her to react that way. And so that was a great bit. But again, that was something that was filmed in advance and could have been done without the show being live. But that was an awesome bit and fell, I think, at just the right moment, airing during his show on election eve.
Okay, so the midterms are over, and now I want to talk to you about something else that you told me at the end. So Eric and I, after we do our conversations, we like to chat a little bit about other shows Eric's watching, because every time he has put me onto something, it is always really good. And you told me to watch Bodyguard on Netflix, and I did. And I want to play a little clip of this. This is a British drama that was on the BBC, but it just arrived on Netflix last month. It's about a cop tasked with protecting the Home Secretary in the UK. Opens with an intense 20 minutes. We see war veteran David Budd, played by Richard Madden, who you probably know from Game of Thrones, trying to talk down a suicide bomber on a train with his kids in the next car. Here it is.
My name's David. David Budd. What's yours?
Nadia.
The man that was in here before. Is that your husband? Yeah? And your husband wants you to die? You don't have to be a martyr, Nadia. We can deactivate this device.
Eric, this has the suspense of like 24 or some of these other shows. It's really well done.
Yeah, you know, we have this character who's sort of the flawed hero, where the viewer can see all of his virtues, but the rest of the characters can mostly see his flaws. So this is someone who's suffering from PTSD, so his marriage is falling apart. He manages to react courageously when he's in emergency situations. So he resolves this incident with the bomber, but a lot of things happen to the character to make everyone else doubt him. And so the whole arc of the storyline is about, are his instincts right? Is he on the mark? Is he paranoid? Has he been distracted by his PTSD? And the show is 6 episodes, and the story, I think, fills those episodes pretty well. Mm-hmm. And it was a phenomenon in Britain. It was kind of water cooler show that we rarely see on television anymore.
You know, I kind of like the idea of 6-episode shows. It's not that big of a commitment.
Yeah.
And if it's bad, you haven't wasted that much time.
Well, British TV used to be like that. And I don't know if there's a deal to do another season of Bodyguard. Certainly, it's so successful, I would be surprised if they did. But there would be some value in just saying, you know what? We told the story we needed to tell. We can just let that sit and let that be an excellent series of television. I hope they do that.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
And check out Bodyguard. You will like it.